हरे कृष्ण, दंडवत प्रणाम श्रीला प्रभुपाद की जय, गुरु महाराज की जय, प्रीति दासी संसार। हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण प्रीति माताजी, दंडवत प्रणाम। प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय हम्बल ओबेसेंसेस, ऑल गोइस टू श्रीला प्रभुपाद एंड गुरु महाराज। थैंक यू सो मच माताजी फॉर जॉइनिंग। हरे कृष्ण। I welcome each and everyone once again for the Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Kirtida Sundari Mataji to enlighten us on the topic Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam Antalila 19.46 onwards. Hare Krishna Mataji, once again, please accept our humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for your very valuable time and association. I would like to hand over the call to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Radharani Mataji. Thank you so much for such a warm welcome, seeing your beautiful face and your beautiful smile. And thank you each and every one of you for sharing your valuable time with all of us and showing interest in learning about something about Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So thank you each and every one of you. We'll start now. So today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela. Sorry. No. It's Antalila. We are reading from Antalila, chapter number 19, The Inconceivable Behavior of Lord Chaitanya. And today we'll start with text number 46. Na janis prema marma vyartha kari parishrama Tora chesta balak samana Tora yadi lag paye Tabe tora shiksha diye Emana yena na kari vidhana. Translation: Providence, you do not know the purport of loving affairs, and therefore you baffle all our endeavors. This is very childish of you. If we catch you, we would give you such a lesson that you would never again make such arrangements. Om Ajnanata Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swa Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deena Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tirubhascha Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Guruve Gaura Chandraya, Radhikaya Tadale, Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya, Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Mukam Karoti Vachalum, Pangum Langaya Tegiram, Yat Kripaha Tamham Vande, Shri Guru Dina Tarinam, Paramananda Madhavam, Shri Chaitanya Ishwara. Okay, Hare Krishna. So, we are in the 19th chapter. And seriously, have no realizations whatsoever to speak something on such an esoteric subject matter. You know, it's really impossible for a person like me to speak on Antalila pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where I not able to even comprehend or understand the Adhilila pastimes or Madhyalila pastimes, and what to talk about Antalila pastimes. So just as there is a small child, you know, and that child is enrolled in the nursery or kindergarten section. So the child is still learning, you know, A, B, C. He doesn't know whether A is for apple, B is for boy, C is for cat. No, just trying to learn or recognize the alphabet, that this is A, this is B, this is C. Now, the same child who is still just able to recognize all those 26 alphabets, if you tell him to read a paragraph of English literature, and that literature, which is also not written in a normal English language, but it's a Shakespeare language, if you give him, what would you expect? The child would not be able to read. The child would be bewildered that what are you going to ask for him, and you know what he's supposed to do, because the child has still just been able to recognize the letter. Same is my condition, very, very beginner, very, very neophyte in Krishna consciousness. Just on a stage to understand the various alphabets of Krishna consciousness. And if the task is being given to read the paragraph of a Shakespeare language, then it's impossible. So if the task is being given to understand and to read Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Antalila pastimes, written by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, it's impossible. It's impossible. I cannot explain what to talk about explanation. Explanation can only be given when we understand it. When we digest it, only then we can try to preach. So forget about preaching, not able to digest. Forget about digestion, not able to read. Because I'm still that kindergarten child who was just able to recognize few alphabets of Krishna consciousness. But then you may ask why I'm here. Well, the only hope is Mukham Karoti Vachal Pangum Langayate Giram Yat Kripahatam Ham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarina. That's the only hope. That with the blessings of my Gurudev, with the blessings of our founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and with the blessings from all of your senior Vaishnavas, those who have assembled today on this Zoom, with the blessings of all of you, I still have this hope that I may be able to speak something, you know, something, not eloquently, but something related to subject matter. That's the only hope, with the blessings of all of you. So I really seek blessings, prayers, wishes. Please shower your heartfelt blessings so that I may be able to speak something related to the subject matter. To be able to convey the message that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami wants to convey. And we all can dive together. You know, it will be an interactive session. Let's make it interactive. And let's all, we are all on the same boat. So let's all together be on this boat of Chaitanya Charitamrita and together witness the pastimes, the Antalila pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So having said that, let's begin. So what we will do is, we'll see the overview of this whole chapter. So today we are going to start from text number 46 that we read. But what we will do is we will do the overview of this chapter. And to get the overview, let's see the first verse of this chapter. Vande ham tam Krishna Chaitanyam Matra Bhakta Shiromani Pralapya Mukha Sangarshi Madhyo Madhudhyane Lalasaya. So these are the four things that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami wants to describe in this chapter. We know that how Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami always, you know, this has been a pattern throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, that whatever he wants to discuss in a particular section, he'll concise and he'll make it a Sanskrit, you know, he verse, and he will quote in the starting of the chapter. That Sanskrit verse will give us an idea at what he is going to tell about in the whole chapter, what he's going to discuss. So in this 19th chapter of Antalila, also he's telling four things. Vandeham Krishna Chaitanyam. So he's bowing down to Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Who? He's giving the four qualities. Who is Matra Bhakta Shiromani? That is the first. That he is the great devotee of devotees of mothers. He's a very Matra Bhakta and he's the crest jewel of all the Matra Bhaktas, those who are the devotees of their mothers. You know, he is one of the greatest of all. He is the crest jewel. So Matra Bhakta Shiromani. Second is Pralapya. Pralapya means in incoherent talks. He'll talk like a madman. You know, he himself will not know what he'll speak. But because now in Antalila, Mahaprabhu is in Radha Bhav, is in the mood of Srimati Radharani, who is always thinking and absorbed in Krishna. So same here, Mahaprabhu is now totally 100% absorbed in Krishna, to meet Krishna, to see Krishna. And so, and not able to find Krishna anywhere, he'll talk like a madman. So this is the second. Third, he'll talk about Mukha Sangharshi, because what he will do, he will rub his face against the wall. Mukha Sangharshi, right? And the fourth thing is Madhu Udyane Lalasa, that he will enjoy. He will be having a lalasa to enjoy in the gardens of Jagannath Vallabha, that is Madhu Udyane. So we have already discussed about the Matra Bhakta Shiromani. So now we will discuss about Pralapya. The few sections of Pralapya has already been covered. So we'll do the continuation. And the next speaker can take care of Mukha Sangharshi and the Madhu Udyane Lalasa. So what we will do now, after, you know, this first verse, let's see the overview of this whole chapter. So Mahaprabhu, after that, he sent one of his intimate servant, Jagannanda Pandit, and he went to Navadvip with a message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who went to Mother Sachi Dev. And he met Mother Sachi. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that how Mahaprabhu, even after taking sannyas, you know, he was in constant touch with his mother. He used to be there whenever mother used to cook some feast for him. Every day Mahaprabhu would come and eat, though Mother Sachi never realized it. But it's Mahaprabhu who always used to honor the feast that has been cooked by Mother Shachi. And it was Mother Shachi's order to Mahaprabhu to stay in Jagannath Puri even after taking sannyas. Right? So he followed that too. And so he was actually Matra Bhakta Shiromani. Right? So after sending Jagannadanda Pandit to Sachi Devi, Mahaprabhu told him that whenever you go to him, you meet him, just tell him that I remember him every day and I come to her every day and I offer my respects also to her lotus feet. And then he said that I have given up the service and I've accepted the vow of sannyas, but you know, I am always completely dependent on you. And because of you, I'm staying here in Neelachal, Jagannath Puri, as per your order. So, and as long as I live, I'm not going to leave this place. Though I wanted to go to Vrindavan, but because it was your order, Mother Shachi, to stay in Jagannath Puri, so I will stay as long as I live here. So, Jagannanda Pandit, you know, he went and Mahaprabhu gave some prasad also of Jagannath Prasad, some cloths, you know, clothes to give to Mother Shachi. So Jagannanda Pandit did the needful, whatever was ordered to him. And after that, he met Advaita Acharya. So there is a section where then he, after meeting Advaita Acharya, he took the deep, hidden, confidential message of Advaita Acharya to Mahaprabhu. And what was the message that Advaita Acharya Prabhu said? That, O Lord, you have come here to give rice to everybody. And everybody is satisfied. Everybody has gone mad, right? And no more rice is needed in this area to distribute. The hidden meaning that was decoded, though Mahaprabhu said that I don't know what this Advaita Acharya is saying, but the hidden meaning decoded was to instruct, or not to request rather, to Mahaprabhu that please wind up your pastimes. You have distributed enough of Krishna Prema, because that was the reason for which Advaita Acharya called upon Mahaprabhu. So Advaita Acharya said that, everybody has got Krishna Prema and it's enough for you, and now it's better that you wind up your pastime and go back to your spiritual abode. And after hearing that, message from Advaita Acharya, Mahaprabhu felt, his emotions actually changed, markedly, he changed his emotions. What he was been feeling before, now his emotions were multifolded, into many forms. His intensity, meeting Krishna, it was doubled. It changed drastically. And his feelings of separation for Krishna, it increased multifold. And at that time, as his feelings of separation, it was increasing every moment. So now, both days and night, Mahaprabhu would talk incoherently like a madman. So till 18th chapter, it was mentioned that Mahaprabhu was still, sometimes in his external consciousness, and he would bathe regularly, he would go to Jagannath, do his Gayatri, he followed all those rules and regulations, and only in the night time he would feel separation from Krishna and he will run away. But now, after getting this message from Advaita Acharya, his intensity of separation increased. And because of which, now day and night were just the same for Mahaprabhu. Even in daytime, he would not be able to suppress his feelings, and he would always give a symptom of ecstatic madness. So now, in that madness, one day, Mahaprabhu, he took the hold of, he's in Radha Bhav. I'll not mention this time and again, because this, we have to understand that Antalila chapters is that Mahaprabhu is in Radha Bhav. He's not Krishna, where he's doing his Mahaprakash Leela and showing his various forms as Krishna. But now he is in Radha Bhav, always feeling separation for Krishna. So Mahaprabhu then took, one side he took Rai Ramananda, on the other side he took Swarup Damodar Goswami, who are none other than Vishakha Sakhi and Dalita Sakhi. And then he started describing, he not describing, rather feeling separation from Krishna. So he's saying, "Oh my dear friends," means Lalita and Sakhi, he's in Radha Bhav. "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna, who is the sun, who is basically the moon of the ocean of Nanda Maharaj's dynasty? Where is he who used to wear peacock feather? Where he is who used to play such a melodious flute that produces such a deep sound? Where is that Krishna whose body is having the luster of Indranila jewel, that bluish sapphire, right? Where is that Krishna who is so expert in dancing, where is that Krishna who basically saved my life? Saved the life of Radharani. So kindly tell me, I'm dying not to see my Krishna. I'm feeling so much separation from him. And saying this, you know, Mahaprabhu, actually Srimati Radharani, will go for Radharani because these are all said by Radharani. So now then, after this saying by Radharani, she felt so much separation from Krishna and so our Mahaprabhu. So what Mahaprabhu did was, then he started describing the beauty of Krishna. So that's the whole portion that we already covered. I'm just giving a recap. So he started describing the beauty of Krishna. After describing the beauty of Krishna, then Mahaprabhu thought that, you know, like he basically started condemning the, I'll share my screen. He started condemning basically the providence, right? Now, who is the providence? The Supreme Lord, right? He started condemning that you are the one who took away Krishna from me. So from now onwards, this is the verse, I think. So yeah, 45. So he was lamenting and then he recited this Srimad Bhagavatam verse. Aho vidhata stanaka chidaya samyogya maitraya pranayena dehina tamschakratarthan viyunaksha parthakam vicheshtitam rirpakacheshtitam yatha. He's saying, O providence, you have no mercy. Aho vidhata. In Hindi we say, right, vidhata. Vidhi ka vidhan, right? Vidhata. Tava na kachit daya. You don't have mercy. You are not merciful. Rather, you are merciless. Why? Because samyogya, you bring the souls, dehina means the embodied souls. You bring them together, samyogya, either by friendship, maitriya, or pranayena, out of affection. You bring the souls together. And then, they have not even fulfilled their desires by coming together. And immediately, apartakam, you separate them. So their desires, first you arrange their meetings. You provoke them so that they come close together with some kind of affection or friendship. So you are the one who bring them together. And now, after coming together, they have not even enjoyed their friendship properly, and you are the one, then you separate them. Right? Vicheshtitam tarbhaka cheshtitam yatha. It looks like that you are a child, you are a foolish, you are playing foolish pranks of children. You are playing like a child. When I was reading this, this verse was very beautifully covered by Amarendra Prabhu yesterday. But when I read this verse, immediately the thought came, I don't know how many of you have seen Abhay Charan. Would you all raise your hands if you have seen Abhay Charan? That's the series by His Holiness Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj. None of you. None of you have seen? You can unmute yourself or say if you know about it. I hope you all are there.
No, Mataji, I have not seen.
Okay. No, I'm saying if anyone has seen that Abhay Charan series. No one. Okay.
Yes, Mataji.
Narmada. Okay. Very nice. So none of you have seen. I'll highly recommend, not because my Gurudev did it, but it's for the benefit of everyone. It's freely there on YouTube. Please see it. It's a wonderful, wonderful presentation of the life and history of Srila Prabhupada. Anyways, why I brought this point is that it's not only about Abhaycharan, but at least you all are in your 40s and 50s. So you know what our play used to be when we were children, what we used to play. We'll stop sharing now. Okay, so what all we used to play? Nowadays we see all the teenagers, they are always engrossed in some kind of electronic devices and all. But our play, especially when I am in 1970s, our play will be that we'll have a doll and we'll do a doll marriage, right? Do you all agree with me? So have you seen that doll marriage? So Abhaycharan also has this one of the episode where Prabhupada's elder sister, her name is Rajeshwari, who has a doll and a girl doll, and there is a male doll who has been possessed by some another person. So they'll do a doll marriage, something we used to do in my childhood. I do remember we'll arrange a big feast, a big festival of doll marriage. Then one of my friend will have a male doll, I'll have a female doll, and then we'll arrange their marriage and we'll do a kind of feast. Our parents will be involved. And then the girl doll will go to with the male doll, whosoever possessed that male doll, the girl doll will go to their house. So same thing happened, my doll, I used to have a girl doll. So she'll go to my friend's house and she'll stay there. But then I'll start missing my doll, right? And we are just children. We don't know, what are we doing and, what's the mood behind it. We just start missing our doll. And then, we'll fight among friends and we'll say, oh, give my doll back. Give my doll back. It's my doll and I don't consider this marriage part, and give my doll back. And I'll take my doll and, you take your doll. So same way Mahaprabhu is saying that this is the play of a child. First, you bring them together. You do their marriage. You bring them together in some kind of affection. And then just you separate them without realizing that what their feelings will be. Now, we are human beings. Here, I'm just talking about dolls. Dolls don't have so much emotions that once they are together, they have to have some exchange of emotions. But what Mahaprabhu is saying, that, O Vidhata, O Supreme Lord, O Providence, you are just treating us as dolls, as if we don't have any feelings. You just bring us together and you just separate us. And this is all happening because you don't have any feeling. So he's condemning. Radharani is condemning the will of the providence, that you are the one who doesn't have any feelings. And that's why your activities are the foolish pranks of children who will first do an elaborate arrangement to bring the dolls together, and one fight among friends or one, thought coming that, oh, I'm missing my doll. You bring back the dolls, don't realize. So you are treating us as dolls, but we are not dolls. We are humans. We have the feelings in us. So now Mahaprabhu, after saying these words, this has been a common pattern throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially the Antya Leela pastimes, where Mahaprabhu will quote a Sanskrit words from Srimad Bhagavatam or words from other books, and then he will try to elaborate. So now Mahaprabhu, after taking Rai Ramananda and Sirup Damodar Goswami, Lalita Sakhi and Vishakha Sakhi on his two sides, he quoted this verse because he is now very, very angry with the providence that you have no mercy at all. Now after that, Mahaprabhu, his incoherent, his madman talk will start. And let's see what he says. We'll just do the reading, no explanation, because I already told that have no understanding whatsoever. So we'll just go through the verses. So what Mahaprabhu is explaining now, we'll see that. ना जानी स प्रेमा मर्मा व्यर्था करी परिश्रम तोरा चेष्टा बालक समाना तोरा यदि लाग पाये तबा तोरा शिक्षा दिए ए मन ये नाना करी विधाना। ना जानीस प्रेमा मर्मा ओ क्रिएटर ओ प्रोविडेंस यू डोंट नो व्हाट इज प्रेमा मर्मा यू डोंट नो द लविंग अफेयर्स यू डोंट हैव सेंटिमेंट्स व्हाटसोएवर सो यू डोंट नो दैट व्हाट इट इज व्हेन द टू सोल्स कम टुगेदर what kind of feelings they exchange you don't know vyartha kari parishrama so I'm just you know you basically baffle all your own labor because you are the one who bring them together but you don't have any sentiments any emotions therefore you baffle all our endeavors whatever endeavors we put after coming together we want to exchange you know some emotions but you just make our endeavors all go in vain tora cheshta balaka saman that's why you are just behaving like a child the child doesn't know that what is the meeting of dolls and what it is to bring them closer sending them to that male doll's home and then bringing them back you know it's just like a balaka samana just like a child who doesn't have any sentiment and emotion you are behaving like that tora yadi lag paye tora yada lag paye means if somehow you also get some lag means some love some attachment you know tora yadi lag paye if you have some kind of affection and if I happen to meet you then तबे तोरा शिक्षा दिए देन आई एक्सप्लेन यू आई गिव यू द होल टीचिंग्स आई विल एक्सप्लेन यू दैट एमा ना येना ना करी स्विधाना एंड वंस आई विल टीच यू यू विल नेवर अगेन मेक सच अरेंजमेंट्स यू विल नेवर ब्रिंग द सोल्स टुगेदर एंड लेट देम हैव सम एक्सचेंज ऑफ फीलिंग्स एंड यू विल नेवर सेपरेट देम यू डिड इट बिकॉज यू हैव नो लव यू हैव नो अटैचमेंट व्हाटसोएवर बट इफ आई हैपन टू मीट यू एनी टाइम Well, I'll explain you. I'll give you a great lesson that you would never make such arrangements in future. This is what Radharani is saying. And this is the connection. Why Radharani is saying is, when Akrura, whom Radharani says that you are not Akrura, rather you are Krura indeed. You are the cruel person. You are the one who is taking away Krishna from us. So when Akrura came and he took Krishna and Balaram with him to Mathura, at that time, Radharani and all the gopis, they felt immense separation from Krishna. And they are running behind the chariot, just how somehow to stop the chariot and don't let Akrura take Krishna and Balaram from them. And at that time, once he was taken away, now Radharani, you know, in this mood of separation, she is cursing the providence that why have you done this to us? Why have you taken away Krishna from us? So she is basically blaming providence that you have done this. If you wanted, you would have not let Akrura take away Krishna. But because Akrura took away Krishna and Balaram from us, so it's because of you. So she is blaming, she is cursing providence, the क्रिएटर आरा वेधी तुई बड़ा ही निथुरा अन्योन्यालो दुर्बल दुर्लभ जाना प्रेमा कारण सम्मिलना आकृतार्थन के ने करी धूरा शी सेइंग अरे विधि ओ विधाता ओ प्रोविडेंस तुई बड़ा ही निथुरा यू आर सच अ क्रूअल पर्सन तू ही बड़ा ही निथुरा निथुरा मीन्स यू आर वेरी वेरी क्रूअल अन्यो अन्य दुर्लभ जाना बिकॉज प्रेमा करण सम्मिलन बिकॉज यू डोंट अंडरस्टैंड दैट हाउ पीपल दे कम टुगेदर एंड दे फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल दे रेयरली कम टुगेदर यू योर सेल्फ मेक सम अरेंजमेंट सो दैट दे कम टुगेदर एंड वंस दे आर इन टच विद ईच अदर Naturally, they have some exchange of emotions. But after they met each other, after they have met each other, after the meeting is done, then they exchange some feelings of emotions. But they have not expressed their feelings of emotions fully. And then what you do? You just separate them. And that's what happened. Radharani is saying that I have yet not fulfilled my desire. I have yet not expressed my full feelings to Krishna. And you send Akrura to take away Krishna from all of us. And you are doing this because you are a Nithura, because you are very, very cruel. Aravidi Akuruna Dekhana Krishna Anana Nitramana Lobhaila Mora Shane ke karita pana kadanila anyasthana papa kaila datta apahara. Are vidhi, O providence, a karuna, you are the most unkind. Karuna means one who is compassionate. A karuna is you are unkind, you are not at all compassionate. Dekhana Krishna Anana. You yourself made us show Krishna Anana. Anana means the face, right? Like we say Dashanan. Who is Dashanan? Ravan, who has 10 heads, 10 faces. So Krishna Anan. We have just seen Krishna's face, you know, for how Netra Mana Lobhila Mora. And because you made us see Krishna's face, our netra means our eyes, our mana, our mind has become lobhila, has become greedy to see more and more Krishna's face. But you are the one who made us see Krishna's face. And for how long? Shana ke karita pan. Only for a moment we saw Krishna. We were drinking only for a moment. Right, the Krishna karite pana, you know, seeing the nectar, drinking the nectar of Krishna's face. We have just done it for a moment. Kadi nila anyasthana, and you took away Krishna some other place. Papa kaila datta para, you have committed a very sinful act. Papa kaila, you have done a very, very sinful act. Why? Datta apara. Datta means to give in charity. You have first given in charity and now you have taken away. So this is the most sinful act one can perform. Like if a brahmana, he gives a cow in charity and then, a king, if he gives a cow in charity to a brahmana and then takes away from that brahmana, well, that's the most sinful activity. We have a past, we have a history also, right? In Srimad Bhagavatam, we have that pastime where the king gives the brahmana a cow in charity and then somehow the cow comes back and brahmana didn't realize and the king didn't realize and he gave the same cow to another brahmana, right? So, same here. It's a great sin. So that's what gopis are saying. Radharani, Srimati Radharani is saying that you are the one who first showed us Krishna's face. You brought Krishna in front of us. We were not hankering for Krishna. You made that arrangement that we get to meet Krishna. And after meeting Krishna, when we saw the beauty of Krishna, our mind and our eyes got so much desire to see more and more, to drink more and more the nectar of Krishna's lotus face. At that time, you just took away Krishna from us. So you are the one who is making the arrangement and then you are the one who is taking away. So it's just like a king giving the charity and then taking back the charity. Well, Papa Kaila, this is the greatest thing one can perform. Oh providence, you are so unkind. You reveal the beautiful face of Krishna, make the mind and eyes greedy, but after they have drunk that nectar for only a moment, for shana matra, you whisk Krishna away to another place. This is a great sin because you have thus taken away what you have given us in charity. But then, you know, providence can say, well, how can you blame me? I am no one, right? It was Akrura who took away Krishna from you. So why are you blaming me? You know, providence can counter say this to gopis, to Srimati Radharani. But then they say, Akrura kare to mara dosha, amaya kane kara rosha, ihayadi kaha durachara. Tui akrura murti dhari, Krishna nili churi kari, anyera na che ai che vyavara. So if Providence says that it's actually akrura kare to mara dosha, means akrura is the culprit. So you should blame Akrura. You should give dosh to Akrura. He is the one who is taking away Krishna from you. Amaya kene kara rosha. What's my fault? Now this is Providence. You know, if now this is what incoherent talk is. It's not Providence is or the Creator or the Lord Himself is coming. It's just the thought, the mindset of Radharani or the mindset of Mahaprabhu in Radha Bhav, who is saying, this is what is a madman talk. When they are talking, then when they are all over the places. So, you know, they have no link rather. So he himself is saying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself in saying in Radha Bhav, where Radharani is saying that, okay, you know, when we blame Providence, now Providence may say, well, it's not my fault. It's your Akrura who is taken away. So why you are blaming me? So he's saying, she's saying, Iha yadi kaha durachara. If somehow this durachar, this, you know, this providence has this thought, you know, oh providence, you are so misbehaved that even if you have this thought that I am, that you are not the one who is taking Krishna, it's Akrura who is taking Krishna. Well, that's not the case. Tui akrura murti dhari, because actually you have taken the position of Akrura. You have taken the form of Akrura and Krishna nili churi chari, and you are taking Krishna, you are stealing Krishna from us. Anyara nahi aiche vyavara, because others don't have this type of behavior. Nobody can do this kind of behavior. So if Akrura has taken away, so he is just a nimit matram. He is just an instrument who has been delegated this task by you. So, you know, Radharani is still continuously blaming the Providence, the Creator, the Lord, that you are the one who is actually taken the form of Akrura, who is delegating this task to Akrura to take away Krishna from us. So it's not Akrura who is the culprit. It's you who is the culprit, because nobody has the audacity to steal Krishna away from us. But you, because you are the providence, you are the creator, you have this audacity to take Krishna from us. So you did it. Oh, misbehaved providence, durachar. If you reply to us that Akrura is actually at fault, why are you angry with me? Then I say to you, providence, you have taken the form of Akrura and have stolen Krishna away, because no one else would behave like this. So this is the incoherent talks. But then, again, Srimati Radharani said, well, why I'm blaming you? Actually, it's not your fault also. Apanara karma dosha, tore kiva khari rosha, toya moya sambandha vidura. Ye amara prananatha ekatra rahi anrastha satha se Krishna hai lane thura. So now, you know, sometimes it happened to us when something wrong goes in our life, you know, we say that, oh Krishna, why? Like devotees normally don't say this, but materialistic people, you must have come across that they'll always say that Bhagwan nahi aisa kiya hai. You know, it's God who is responsible for all this. But when they'll not find any solution, they'll say, well, it's not God. Actually, it's my destiny who is bad. I am so misfortune. You know, I have so much of misfortune that all these bad things are happening to me. Same way now Srimati Radharani is saying, apanara karma dosha, that actually it's my fate, it's my destiny which is at fault. Tora kiba kari dosha, why I'm getting angry on you? She's telling to Providence again, that, oh providence, actually it's not your fault, it's the fault of my fate, it's the fault of my misfortune, it's the fault of my destiny. Toya moya sambandhana vidura, because I don't have any relationship with you, oh Lord, you are very, very far from me. I don't have any sambandha, any relationship with you. So in one sense, why I am blaming you for all this? You are not at fault. Actually, it's my destiny who is making me cry, who is making me suffer, who is making me drink this separation from Krishna. It's all because of my destiny. Ye amara prana natha. Actually, my life and soul, who is Krishna, ekatra yahi anrasthatsatha. Say Krishna haila nithura. So she is saying that this is the fault of my destiny. Why should I needlessly accuse you, O providence? There is no intimate relationship between you and me. Krishna is my life and soul. It is we who live together, and it is he who has become so cruel. So now she is blaming Krishna, because she is saying, you are not at fault, O providence, because it's my destiny who is giving me so misfortune. And Krishna is going away. Why? Because Krishna wants to go away. Okay. If Krishna was so much attached to me, Krishna would have not left me. So it's Krishna who has become Mithura, who has become so cruel. So actually it's the fault of Krishna, who doesn't realize that we have given our whole self, our life and soul to Krishna. We always come in the middle of the night, in the middle of the forest, on just one hearing, one note of flute of Krishna. We leave everything and we'll come in that dead forest in the middle of the night to meet Krishna. But see what Krishna has done to us. If he wanted, Akrura didn't have the audacity to take Krishna. So if Krishna wanted, he would have stayed with us. But because Krishna himself has become so cruel that he didn't realize that what we all did for him, he didn't even realize that. So he just left us. So, oh providence, actually it's my misfortune. It's Krishna's fault, who has gone, who has left us alone. Why I am unnecessarily blaming you? Sabatyaji bhaji andre. Seyapana hate mare, nari vadhe krishne rahnahi bhaya. Tandra lagi ami mari, ulatina chahe hari, kshana matra bhangila pranaya. Now Srimati Radharani has turned, and now she is saying that, okay, O will of providence, you know, O creator, it's not your fault. Actually, it's Krishna's fault. Sabha tyaji. Tyagi means to leave everything, you know, leaving aside. So he left aside everything. Who? Se apane hathe mare. So sabhe tyaji bhaji yandru. The poor person I used to bhaj, the person I used to worship, who is Krishna, he has left us. He has left us, and he has not taken into consideration or not even acknowledged what we did. So he is the one who left us everything behind. And say apne hate mare, and he with his own hands is killing us. He, Krishna, with his own hands is killing. What he is doing? Nari vade. He is killing a woman. Krishna is killing a woman, and nahi bhaya, and even after killing, he is not afraid that he's doing such a heinous act of killing a woman. Because practically Radharani is saying that if Krishna goes away, then what's the use of my life? You know, keeping my body and soul together is of no use. So it's practically Krishna is taking my soul away, and what is left is just a body. So he is killing me. He is killing me, and moreover, he is not even fearful of what kind of sin he is committing by killing a woman. Tandra lagi ami mari, ulatina chahe hari. He is killing me, and I am dying. I am dying of not seeing Krishna. Ulati na chahe Hari. And he is not even turning back from the chariot and seeing that what is happening to me. I am losing my consciousness. My soul is about to leave my body. And Krishna is least bothered. And he is not even turning back and seeing what my condition is. And he is happily going with Akura. Shana matre bhangila pranaya. And in just a moment, in shana, you know, shana is just a moment. In just a moment, he has bhangila, he has broken all that pranaya, all that affection, all the loving affairs we used to have. He just broke everything. And he just left me all by myself and left with Akrura. So now Radharani is blaming Krishna, that actually it's Krishna's fault, who is not acknowledged what we have done for him. And in just a moment, he has left all, he has basically forgotten all the loving affairs we had with him. And he is not even turning back, seeing that what is happening to us, what are we going through? He is not even acknowledging he has become such a cruel person, and he's leaving us and he's going away and he's killing us. And even after killing, he's not realizing that killing a woman is a very heinous, sinful act, and he is not even realizing and happily going with Akrura. He for whom I have left everything is personally killing me with his own hands. Krishna has no fear of killing a woman. Indeed, I'm dying for him, but he doesn't even turn back to look at me. Within a moment, shana matra, he has broken all our loving affairs. Krishna kene kari rosha, aparna durdaiva dosha, bhakila mora e papa phala. Ye Krishna mora prema dhandi, premadhina tare kaila udasina e mora abhagya prabala. Now she's saying, well, it's not even Krishna's fault. Radharani is saying, it's not the fault of her providence, it's not the fault of Krishna. Krishna keme kari rosha. Why am I unnecessary angry on Krishna? Apana durdaiva dosha. Actually, it's my karma. It's my misfortune. It's my destiny who is betraying me. Pakila mora papa phala. Pakila means the fruit of my misfortune, the bad acts, the sinful acts I have done. You know, whenever we do some sinful actions, we are bound to receive that sinful reactions. Right? So sometimes those sinful reactions, Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami explains, that all the sinful reactions doesn't manifest at the same time. You know, there is prarabdha and there is aprarabdha. Prarabdha is that has manifested, you know, like what type of body are we getting, color of the skin, and the parents, siblings, family. These are all our prarabdha. We have no control over. But still, some of our sinful reactions are still in the storehouse of Krishna, still in the storehouse of that providence. And those reactions will manifest, you know, not instantly, but, you know, it takes time. Slowly, slowly they'll manifest. That's why they are known as aprarabdha. So now Radharani is saying, this you, Krishna, going away from me is actually my papa phala, is the reaction of, is the fruit of my sinful actions, which has now become ripened. So now my aprarabdha has become prarabdha, right? So those sinful reactions which were in the storehouse are now pakila, are now have become ripened. Till now they were unripe, but now they have ripened. So definitely they have to come to me. You know, the fruits of my sins are coming on to me because now they have ripened. My aprarabdha is becoming prarabdha. Krishna shane kari rosha. Why I am angry on you, O Krishna? Apana durdaiva dosha. Actually, it's my fault. I have committed some sinful actions in the past because of which now I have to bear the sinful reactions. Pakila morahi papa phala. You know, now that fruit has become ripened. Ye Krishna mora prema dhina. This same Krishna who was actually dependent on my love Tare Kaila Udasina has now become so indifferent to me. He was so much bound by my love. I was thinking, well, I have caught Krishna. I have bound Krishna with my love. But no, Krishna has become Swarat. He has left me. And, you know, he has become so indifferent to me that he is not even looking behind now. Like, what's happening to me? You know, ei mora abhagya prabala. See my misfortune. This my misfortune has become very, very strong, because of which Krishna is going away and not even looking back and seeing what is happening to me. Yet, why should I be angry with Krishna? It is the fault of my misfortune. The fruit of my sinful activities has ripened. And therefore, Krishna, who has always been dependent on my love, is now indifferent. So this is the reaction Radharani is saying. That till now, I was thinking that I have bound Krishna with my love and Krishna is me and Krishna cannot live without me and Krishna cannot stay without me. But no, my sinful actions, the reactions have become so strong. My abhagya, my misfortune has become so strong that the fruit of my sinful actions have become ripened now, because of which Krishna has become so indifferent. Krishna has become so indifferent to me. That means that my misfortune is very, very strong. So these are the current talks that is being continuously recited by Radharani, because sometimes she's blaming Providence, that, oh, Providence, is actually you who has brought Akrura. You become Akrura, you have become Akrura, because Akrura is just a Nimit Matram. It's you who is at fault. But then she's saying, well, I don't have any relationship with you, so how can I blame you? Actually, it's Krishna's fault, who has become so indifferent to me. But then she says, well, it's not even Krishna's fault. Actually, it's my destiny. My destiny, my misfortune has become so strong that made actually Krishna so indifferent. He has, my misfortune, my destiny has made the change of mind, the transformation in Krishna's heart. That previously what I think that Krishna is me, but no, Krishna is not mine. My destiny, my misfortune has changed the heart of Krishna, transformed the heart of Krishna. That he who used to be bound by my love is now leaving me all alone and going with Akrura. Now this way, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Ehi matra gaura rai vishada kari hai hai. Ehi matra gaura rai vishada kari hai hai. Ha ha Krishna tumi gela kati. Gopi bhava hridaye tare vakya vilapaye. Govinda damodar madhaveti. So this way, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying that this way, Gaura Rai, our dear Gaura Chandra, Gaura Sundar, Vishadakari, he is lamenting in separation and saying, hi, hi, where is Krishna? Ha, ha, Krishna, tumi gela kathi. Oh, Krishna, where have you gone? Leaving me all alone. Gopi Bhava Hridaya, having the heart of Gopi Bhav, that Radha Bhav. Then he is saying, he's Tara Vakya Vilapa. He's saying this sentence in Vilap, in lamentation. Govinda Damodar Madhav. So he's calling Krishna with different names, that, oh Govinda, oh Madhav, oh Damodar, where have you gone? Why have you gone, leaving me all alone here? In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lamented in the mood of separation. Alas, alas, O Krishna, where have you gone? Feeling in his heart the ecstatic emotions of the gopis, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agonized in their words, saying, O Govinda, O Damodar, O Madhava. Tabe swarupa ramarai kari nana upai mahaprabhu ra kare ashwasana gayana sangama gita prabhu ra phiraila chita prabhu ra ke chusthira haila mana. Hearing these incoherent talks, this madman talks from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rai Ramananda and Swarup Damodar Goswami were thinking of to devise various plans so that they can have, you know, they can let Mahaprabhu come back in a peaceful mind. and they want to give some kind of, you know, they want to pacify basically Mahaprabhu, because Mahaprabhu's heart is so much agonized in separation from Krishna that now Rai Ramananda and Swarup Damodar Goswami want to pacify. So they want to devise, you know, kare nana upai. Nana upai means so many plans they were thinking, that somehow some solution should come so that they could Mahaprabhu kare ashvasana, so that they can give some ashvasan, they can give some peaceful thought or some to pacify Mahaprabhu. They were thinking to devise various plans. And what did they did? Gayana Sangama Gita. So now they are singing the song of union. They are singing the song of songs of union so that Mahaprabhu could be pacified, that no, Krishna has not left Radharani. Krishna is still there with Srimati Radharani. And after singing those songs, Prabhura Phiraila Chita, they basically transformed the heart of Mahaprabhu, because now Mahaprabhu till now was feeling separation, but after hearing the songs of union or union of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, now Mahaprabhu's heart has become peaceful, have been transformed, that oh no, my Krishna has not gone anywhere, he's still with me. Prabhu Rakichu Sthira Haila Mana, and they were able to make Mahaprabhu's mind little peaceful by singing the songs of Sangama, by singing the songs of union. Swarup Damodar and Rama and Rai then devised various means to pacify the Lord. They sang songs of meetings that transformed his heart and made his mind peaceful. Ei mate vilapte aradha ratri gela gambhirate Swarup Gosai Prabhu rasoila. And as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was lamenting in this way, half the night has been passed. And then Swarup Damodar Goswami made the Lord lie down, soila. You know, he made him lie down in the room, which is known as Gambhira. Prabhura Shoina Ramananda Gila Ghare Swarupa Govinda Shuli Gambhira Radware. And after the Lord was, you know, very peacefully made lie down in the room of Gambhira, Rai Ramananda Gila Ghare, he went to his home back, and Swarup Damodar Goswami, Govinda, they all slept, they all lay down at the door of Gambhira. So after the Lord was made to lie down, Rai Ramananda returned home, Ramananda Rai, and Swarup Damodar and Govinda lay down at the door of Gambhira. So we'll stop here. We'll see after that what happens next. After Mahaprabhu, you know, he was lying down in the room of Gambhira and nobody is still there with him. What happens next? We'll see tomorrow. Not tomorrow, but on Monday. So thank you all so much. We'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami ki jai. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Kirtila Sundari Mataji. Thank you so much for such a class. Very nice indeed. Mataji, I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay, I have a question. What exactly is the difference between providence and one's own karmic fate? So providence and fate are the same, right? Then one's own karma is also one's fate. So how do we distinguish this? Why are they putting that in levels, like saying, oh, maybe it's providence. Then they say, no, it's my own fate. So why is there a distinction there? Can you throw more light on it, Mataji?
Yeah, in one sense, you can say that whatever is happening to us is because of our karma, right? We say that, that whatever happenings are there in our life, it's because of our karma. But providence is actually addressing to Lord, like Vidhi, to Brahma, the creator. We know that there is a primary creator and then the secondary creator, right? Primary is, of course, Krishna, who is everything, right? But Brahma has some role in creating. So they are Vidhi. You know that in Bhagavatam, Vidhi refers to Brahma. So this is what they are referring, that, oh providence, oh Lord, oh Brahma, oh creator, that you are the one. But then they are saying, well, you are also not at fault. It's my misfortune which is yielding results now. So basically Srimati Radharani is differentiating between the Lord, between the creator, and between the his her own destiny, her own actions.
So sometimes again in Bhagavatam, in so many places they curse providence, right? Like the queens of Chitra, they were cursing providence, saying that their child was no more. Providence is just like a general fate or a
Actually, whatever happens is because
ordained by the creator.
Actually, whatever is happening is because of our karmas. But you know, it's just the matter of blaming someone.
Yeah, I know. That's what happens 90% of the time. Yeah. Very nice. Thank you, Mataji. And very meditative, very beautiful class. It was so nice. Thank you. As always.
Simply reading.
No, there is some effect. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Kirtida Mataji. That was very wonderful class. I was unable to unmute, so I could not. I'm sorry about that. So I request devotees, if any other have any other questions or realizations, you can please go ahead.
Thank you, Mataji. Such a wonderful, as Preeti Vilasini Mataji says, so meditative. Yeah, I was just thinking everything you were saying, particularly when you said that Akrura is the personified of providence and the Murti, you said. That was so beautiful. Thank you so much. And on Preeti Vilasini Mataji's question, it's like in Hindi, if I put it, it is like niyati or meri kismati kharab hai, when we say that is like more like a providence and another, of course, in Hindi, both are there, kismat and karma. So yeah, that question, that is something to think about. Yeah, which is what, but thank you again, Mataji. So that wonderful.
Also. Yeah, thank you, Anuradha Mataji. That also substantiates this point that sometimes, you know, in English, we have less of words. That's the limitation of English language. You know, we have less of words. So, yeah, in Hindi, we can explain that. Bhagwan ne kiya ya mera apna hi karma tha. You know, we say such things.
Yeah. In India, we so often say, right, meri kismat hi kharab hai, ye mere saath hi hona tha, like that. Yeah. Thank you, but Mataji, so I mean, very, very neat to, you know, it is so wonderful, cannot express in words, even if you said you just read it, but as Mataji said, it had its own, you had your own effect. So thank you, Mataji, thank you so much. Dandavat pranam, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Anuradha Mataji, for your nice realization. If any other devotees have any other questions or realizations to Mataji, you can please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Chikritita Sundari Mataji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Thank you, Mataji. Hari Hari Gauranga. Mataji, I have Abhay Charana series. My daughter, two daughters give a gift to me. Watch all the series, Mataji, with family. Bhakti Charu Maharaj has put their heart. And one thing I want to add that one time, Radhanath Maharaj is so badly affected by some infection in Shidam Vrindavanam, and that time Bhakti Charu Maharaj has to go next day for a temple opening, Eskon temple, but whole night he is taking care of H.H. Radhanath Maharaj. So this is the determination of all Srila Prabhupada leaders. Chaitanya Bhakti Charu Maharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev ki jai. Mataji, it is Maharaj is put his heart in this Abhay Charana Arvinda. Everybody has to watch this 11 or 9 series are there, Mataji series. Hari Hari Gauranga, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam to today's class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Vrinda Bhutika Mataji. Why I brought this topic of Abhay Charan was that in that also, Prabhupada's elder sister, you know, they have arranged a doll marriage. So immediately that thought came and I read this verse that how providence is also behaving like a child. So that's why I quoted. It's a very beautiful scene. You can watch that. Yeah. So do you all remember? I don't know how many of you have literally played this doll marriage game in your life. Any one of you?
I did.
Yes.
I did.
Yeah. We all did, right?
And mostly girls love to do that. Girls love to do that.
Yeah.
And one more play was playing ghar ghar. Playing ghar ghar. But because there were no video games, there was no much television.
Nah.
So there was lot of interaction. So we socialized very well.
Yeah. And these days, kids don't know what is all this. They think, what silly things is this? They are so smart, you know. They always want these video games. They cannot understand. So, you know, in this way, we are fortunate. At least we have experienced a little bit. So now we know like what Chaitanya Charitamrita is talking about.
And we lived in the era of books,
yeah,
Madhuri.
We lived in that era. Very true.
Also, we also sometimes make some preparation, like some, you know, poem or something like that. And then all of us, just only all the girls, they just, you know, so sometimes my elder sister say, just bring me something little bit so that I can taste how it is. But we all just say, we just finish it off.
Such a pleasure time, you know, a pleasure time. We are oldies, but it was good experience.
We reminisce. Yeah. And also, like, you know, and picking the berries from the tree and all those
climbing
and
the mango,
climbing the trees,
getting mango,
climb on the mango tree and then get the mangoes. There's also guava and all these different things. And chiku,
Imli.
Yeah. Make chutney.
Those were the good days. Yeah. Nowadays, oh my God, kids hardly know. They know that, okay, go to supermarket, buy and eat. That's it. Wow. So much of difference. This is what is generation gap.
Sugar cane.
Yeah, eating sugar cane.
It's a college gap.
Yeah.
Call is magic or whatever you call it, because of that is everything is degrading. Thank you, Mataji,
for very nicely
explaining the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
It's so difficult to comprehend, you know, Krishna Goswami, like actually Srila Prabhupada has given the very apt title that inconceivable behavior. You know, we cannot conceive because we are not on that level. No. We cannot conceive what Mahaprabhu was going through, what Radharani went through. Actually, what Radharani went
through. Radharani went through, that's what Lord Chaitanya is.
Yeah, but through Mahaprabhu now we are getting some
little glimpse
of what Radharani went through.
But Mataji, even Madhavendra Puri used to show such symptoms of Radha Bhav, right?
Not to that extent what Mahaprabhu showed.
Yeah, that is true. But he,
he is himself is a kunja. He is a tree, right?
He's a
kunja. He is that devotional tree under which this divine couple, Srimati Radharani and Krishna, used to perform their leela. So he is the only witness.
Yes,
he is the only witness. So therefore,
at least I have not heard of any other acharya. I mean, there are so many Vaishnava acharyas. Of course, they are like great stalwarts, but nobody has shown this kind of expression like Mahaprabhu has shown.
Nobody.
Highest form of devotion and love for Krishna.
Yes,
amazing.
Therefore, Kavitatma Swami says, right, anarpita charim chirat karunavatirano, that which has been not given. In so many lifetimes, Mahaprabhu came to give unmata ujjwala premarasa. You know, he gave the highest unmata ujjwala, the highest madhurya bhav. He came and he gave. It has never been given in Kali Yuga.
Yes, that's true.
And Madhavendra Puri is actually the root of the devotional tree of which Mahaprabhu is the trunk.
Trunk, yes.
So the root is definitely coming from Madhavendra Puri. You're right.
That's true. That's very true. but not even Madhavacharya, because we have our roots even with Madhavacharya, right? It's the Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya, but even in Madhava Sampradaya, this kind of
it's only awe and reverence.
Thank you, Mataji. Your class is always wonderful. The way you read it also and narrate it also is like self-explanatory. So thank you so much for your wonderful stuff. You always add your personal touch, some touch as usual. So that is very, very sweet, Mataji. Thank you so much.
All glories to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who has written such a wonderful poetry.
Yes, thank you so
much. Read it, you get. You don't have to go through the meanings also. The poetry itself is so explanatory. Like, little bit Hindi, of course, you need to know. Like, here, if teenagers read it, definitely they'll not get an idea. They have to read the translation and they have to go through the synonyms.
I just wanted to share some personal realization.
Yes.
And many years ago, when I was like still new in Krishna consciousness, Mataji, I somehow came across this Chaitanya Charitamrita you should be reading, you know, from somewhere I heard. And I got an abridged version of Chaitanya Charitamrita. I think that is available, ISKCON version. Very, very small book. But it does not give the taste of what we read this time. I mean, I just left it half because you can actually, Chaitanya Charitamrita, you should not be reading it on your own. Somebody has to explain it to you, especially, you know, and it should not be the first book you read.
Definitely. Of course not.
Yeah, so that was my mistake, but it's just a realization that, you know, I shared that reading it with the devotees and reading it with advanced devotees who explain you through with the purports is an experience in itself, is the sweetest experience. So,
yes,
thank you very
much. Even I second what you say, Parima Mataji. Really.
Yeah, you cannot read it on your own. If I read it, I won't understand anything.
I have the same feeling. You're right. It's so true. And also, as you said, it's not the first book you read, because I was trying to do it parallelly with Bhagavatam. It didn't work at all. Until I finished Bhagavatam, I really couldn't,
it's very exotic.
No, even yesterday, Amarendra Prabhu was also saying, right? So we can't start with Bhagavatam.
Yes.
Step by step.
Yeah, and association of devotees makes all the difference.
Oh, yes, that's true. Okay, so Radharani Mataji.
Yeah. Thank you once again so much, Mataji, for explaining so nicely the mood of Radharani, how she was first starting with Akrura and then she was blaming Krishna and then she was blaming herself. That was so nice. We can easily understand. Thank you so much, Mataji, once again. Let's pay our obeisances to Mataji and all the Vaishnavas in the call. Vancha kalpata rupyasya krupa sindhubhya eva cha patita naam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Har Grace Kirtida Sundari Mataji
ki jai.
Jai.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you,
Mataji.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for beautiful class.
Hare Krishna.